Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Living like a lover with a radar phone. Looking like a tramp, like a video man. Demolition woman, can I be your man?
Def Leppard is your artist of the day. On a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. 22980 if you have a terrible joke. Because we're about to do some terrible jokes. Dana!
Yes, Scott.
Have you heard about Chuck Norris's bear rug?
I have not.
The bear is still alive. It's just afraid to move. Next.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's up, buddy?
What's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo?
Hippo and a Zippo. I don't know.
One is really heavy, and the other is just a little lighter.
Hey, Sam.
Took you a second there, Scott. What's that, Dana?
I saw an advertisement in a window. It said, television for sale. Volume is stuck on full. And I thought, well, I can't turn that down.
Get out.
She can't.
Get out. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
Did you hear Chuck Norris died 20 years ago? It's true. The Grim Reaper's just afraid to tell him.
Hey, Sam.
What's that, Dana?
Did you hear that a friend of mine entered a pun contest?
No, I hadn't heard.
Yeah, he entered 10, figuring at least one of them would win, but no pun intended.
Get out.
Get out. Sam!
No pun intended.
No, we got it the first time. No, we got it. We got it the first time.
We're good. What's that, Scott?
Sam, did you... hang on, where did the joke go? Hang on just a second. God dang it. The stupid text line just moved on me. Now I don't have my joke.
Fail.
Oh, here we go. Sam.
Yeah, what's that, Scott?
Why are ducks' feathers so essential?
I don't know.
You know, they cover their butt quack.
Scott.
Dana, yes. Hello.
What did the clock do when it was hungry?
What did the clock do when it was... I don't know.
It went back 4 seconds.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
Did you hear that somebody stole my lamp?
Somebody stole your lamp?
It's okay, though. I was delighted.
Wow.
Hey, Sam.
Yeah, what's that, Scott?
What do you call fish with no eyes?
Yeah, I don't know.
Fish.
Wow.
Hey, Dana.
Oh, here we go.
Yes, Sam.
Simmer down there, Scott. What's brown and sounds like a bell?
I don't know.
Dung.
let's see here. You just did that one. Wait. Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
We have a delay, by the way. We're going to need to fix that during the commercial break. You know how kids sometimes pee their names in snow?
Yes.
Did you know that Chuck Norris pees his name in concrete?
Mm-hmm. Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
Did you know that Chuck Norris can slam a revolving door?
Oh, my word. Did not know that. I did not. Mm-hmm. Let's see here. What do we got? There's the joke Sam just did. I don't know what...
Scott?
Yes, Dana. Hello. Go ahead.
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
Why is Peter Pan always flying?
He never lands.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
You ever heard of a trampoline?
Yes, I have heard of a trampoline, Sam.
They called it a jumpoline before your mom got on it.
That's never not funny.
Hey, Sam, did you know Chuck Norris caught the coronavirus?
Did he?
Yeah, it's true. It's true. 81 years old, he caught the coronavirus. Coronavirus is now in quarantine for 14 days.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Sam.
How many push-ups can Chuck Norris do?
I know this one.
How many?
All of them.
So bad.
You know, I just noticed two large bumps on my car battery, guys.
Yeah?
Yeah, I had them tested. One came out positive.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's up, buddy?
I ran into a vegan the other day.
Oh, wow.
She said she knew me, but I've never met her before. Herbivore.
Get out.
That was terrible. That was terrible.
The delivery was terrible.
Sorry.
Sam, you're better than that. Come on, man.
Hey, Scott.
Yo.
You know, people say they pick their nose, but I feel like I was just born with mine.
Hey, Dana.
Yes, Scott.
You know, your mom is so old, her milk is powdered.
Wow.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, Sam, what's up, buddy?
Yo, mom is so fat, Chuck Norris threw his back out trying to pick her up.
Okay.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah, one more. Okay, go ahead.
I once had a science teacher tell me, do not trust atoms. They make up everything.
Oh, my word.
Okay, one more.
All right, one more.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam, what's up?
What type of jokes does the CDC want you to tell?
I don't know. What kind?
Inside jokes.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Because you're inside.
So bad.
Sam. Get out.
Okay, now. Bye.
Goodbye. 576-7798. If you want to weigh in on coronavirus, Dr. Birx just announced on the news that people who have recently been to New York City need to self-quarantine in their homes for 14 days. New York City is having a tough time. It is heavily populated, as all of you know. It is incredibly dense. If you've been to New York City in the last 14 days, you need to quarantine for 14 days. 576-7798. Dana Wright, Sam Stevie the Third. I'm Scott Parks on KMBZ.
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Because your friends don't dance. And if they don't dance, well, they're no friends of mine. See, we can go where we want to. They
treasure they will never find.
All right, welcome back.
We cannot let me come from out of this world in the Rio One.
Telephone number here is 576-7798. I hope, and maybe I'm wrong, but I hope, if nothing else, we are a reassuring, calming voice in this completely unpredictable, unexpected time. And I understand that as we do the show during this coronavirus scare, that some of you are going to get upset. You will forgive me if I defend myself or I defend Dana as we do it. But I just got a text from seven. My eyes are bad, but starts with a seven. The Dow closed today up 2,000 points. Why are you not reporting it? No, it is not all doom and gloom on the Doofus and Dork show. Well, texter, with all due respect, I have reported that the Dow closed up over 2,000 points three times this afternoon. Three times. I understand that life is weird, life is tough, that this is an unusual time. But to sit there and suggest that we have not reported that the Dow is up 2,000 points today is simply false. And I'm not going to sit here and grow thin skin and get offended by what you said. I don't care. But I know for a fact that we have reported the Dow is up over 2,000 points today. 2,112.58, if you want me to be exact. I understand.
Your problem.
My problem?
If I may.
Go ahead.
Is that you're even looking at that text line?
Well, the text line is an example of what people are thinking. And what?
Some of them include four words in all caps.
They start with F and end with U. Yeah, I get it. No, I mean, I understand that people are upset. People are, you know, home alone. They're frustrated. I get it. I totally get it.
They're done organizing closets and cabinets and all of the things we're all doing. The
house ain't getting any cleaner.
Hey, did you see Facebook, quote, is just trying to keep the lights on as traffic has soared during the pandemic. The social network is straining to deal with skyrocketing usage as all of their employees work from home. Employees across America are working from home. It's an interesting problem to have, right?
Yeah. Are you getting on social media? Because I pretty much have not.
I've
gotten on Facebook a little bit.
Yeah, I took a step back. I think it was good for my, according to my therapist, would be good for my mental health to take a step back. I've taken a step back from 24/7 digestion of news coverage, which is normally what I would be doing, Scott. I check in the morning, and right before bed, I check my phone for alerts just to make sure we're not missing any big breaking news, stuff that we've got to line up for the next day for our jobs, that kind of thing. Yeah. But I have pulled back from all of that stuff, or I will lose my mind. And I haven't been on the text line in 2 years, and it was the best damn decision I've ever made.
Yeah, I know, I think you are wise to stay off the text line, not because it's overly critical of you, just because it's just overly critical. But I understand that people are upset, and I understand that these times are weird. And I'm trying not to inject politics into this.
Please don't.
I'll do the best I can.
Because every time you say you're not going to do it, you do it. And then I want to throw something at your face.
Well,
and I'm not even here.
Well, you can, because I'm about 20 miles away. I think the idea of going back to normal by Easter is ridiculous. And I think it's foolish. And
I think we can all hope that we see some sense of normalcy, you know, in the next coming weeks. But I think if you look at the numbers that we're seeing out of New York, I don't see a way that this is going to just die down in April.
Not by April 12th, no. And again, you know, I'll go back to what we were talking about earlier today. South Korea did something right. And I think as a nation, as much as we like to rah-rah ourselves and, you know, we're the greatest nation on the planet, and I still believe that we are, that's not to say that we can't learn from other people. And sometimes other nations get it better than we do. And for whatever reason, South Korea, who got the coronavirus in their country on the first and same day that we did, has been able to bell that curve down. And we have not. And that's a fact. That's just a fact. And sometimes we can go to another country and say, okay, all right, what did you guys do right that we have not done? And I understand that this country is bigger than most countries on this planet. We have 330 million people. South Korea has 50 to 60 million people. I get it. But they had 64 new cases today. We had 10,000. They had, as far as I know, no deaths today. We had over 100 again today. They're doing something right, and we're doing something wrong.
I just saw somewhere, Scott, and then it disappeared. And can you help me look this up? Because now I'm trying to look it up and I can't find it.
Sure.
That someone is now saying, and I don't know if this came from the president's news conference, that if you have visited New York.
14 days quarantine.
In the last whatever, they're telling you to quarantine for
14
days.
That's from Dr. Deborah Birx, yes.
Is that if you have been in the airport, I assume?
Well, I would assume as much, yeah.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star. Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car.
Mellencamp on a Tuesday throwback to the 80s. It's good to be with you as we go through this together.
Sucking on chili dog.
President just wrapped up their news conference today. I don't know what happened at the end, but it looked like it was kind of contentious. But Dr. Deborah Birx is saying that anybody who has been to New York City in the last few weeks needs to self-quarantine in their homes for 14 days. Dr. Fauci, who was back at the news conference today, in regards to the president saying that he wants to get the country back to normal by Easter, Dr. Fauci said that is flexible. It'll be interesting to see how that plays out. So you're welcome to text us as long as you're going to be nice today at 22980, and you're more than welcome to call in at 576-7798. Sam, I can't remember, was the guy's name Bill or Bob? Who?
Dave.
Dave?
Dave in Overland Park.
Yeah, Dave in Overland Park. Bill, Bob, Dave, you know. I mean, what's up, Dave?
So I understand that medical staff around the nation and around the world are overwhelmed right now, and that they're doing their best, and to expect anything less than that is, yeah. Anyway, even with their hands full, some of the smaller things seem to be falling through the crack. And I don't necessarily fault them. I understand their situation that they're dealing with. I went in, or my wife went in yesterday with my daughter, who's 9 months old. And they started off by just addressing the fact that she had a 103 fever.
Who, your wife or your daughter?
My daughter.
Okay.
And they immediately started jumping to getting distance between the staff and her and all that. Then after they realized that there was no reason to believe it was COVID or anything like that, they then got closer to do an actual inspection. The entire time, though, my daughter was sitting there crying. Then they seemed to just want to get us out so that way we don't get the COVID thing. So they gave her a diagnosis, which they also gave a prescription for. Well, when my wife was at the pharmacy getting the prescription filled, she decided to talk to the pharmacist because of the side effects that were associated. She believed diarrhea being a side effect and my daughter having received a few days of diarrhea along with this fever that she got yesterday, that something was off. Hmm. The pharmacist agreed, so she called a second hospital and got a second opinion. According to the pharmacist and the doctor, if she had taken that prescription, it would have made her symptoms worse. And so to all the staff that's out there dealing with all of this, I just ask that you, even though you guys are overwhelmed right now with all of this change and all of these precautions, that you're still paying attention to the little things.
Fair point. I think it's a fair point. I would tell you what you probably already know. Everybody is on eggshells right now.
Yeah.
And, you know, your daughter comes in with 103-degree fever. I would imagine, Dave, that they're going to assume the worst, that this is COVID, that they don't have enough PPE or whatever to deal with this situation. Obviously, they don't want your daughter to lose her life.
Right.
And you know that.
Right, and they started with that. They said, have you been out of the country? Have you been to any of these states? Have she had a cough? Things like that. And once those were all no's, any of the flags were no's, just the fever, then they got closer. Then they started to actually inspect, but she still was kind of rushed out, and that's why she was overwhelmed.
But I think what is so scary about this and so confusing, and we talked to Dr. Hawkinson about this earlier today, is that people are presenting with all kinds of symptoms, including... Mm-hmm. A nurse who spoke with the Kansas City Star who did not have a single symptom. Then you have people who have a fever. We spoke to the widow of the first gentleman, may God bless his soul, who passed away over the weekend. He did not have a fever. He couldn't even get tested because he didn't have a fever. So some people have these symptoms and some don't. And so out of an abundance of caution, I think they have to look at everything, or they would be reckless if they did not.
And David, I appreciate the call and thank you for it. But somebody writes in on the text line, they have a really good point. We have to put ourselves into the shoes, metaphorically, of course, of people in medicine. They don't know what you're bringing in. And the one thing they don't want, and we talked to Dr. Hawkinson earlier today, who said this virus is more contagious than the flu. It's much more contagious than the flu. And so they are stressed, these hospital workers. I applaud all of them, and I can already hear it now.
Amen.
Well, you only say that because your girlfriend's a nurse practitioner. No, I don't say that just because my girlfriend's a nurse practitioner. I say that because I can only imagine what they're dealing with right now. Every person that walks in that room, they have to suspect. They have to. What just walked in the front door? Is that going to get me sick? Which means that I can't continue to do what I'm doing, life-saving work. Is what just walked in the front door of that emergency room going to get other patients sick? Which is going to screw everything up? I don't mean to repeat myself, but I have to. We are in new and weird times. And everything is being rejudged. And Dana, I know that you would agree with me on this. We don't know if our kids have come into contact with somebody.
California logged its first pediatric death today, Scott.
Yes, I believe the person was 11 years old, if I'm not mistaken. This is serious business. It just is. And yes, to the texter who was riding my butt earlier, you know, you need to be more positive. I want to be more positive. I do think we're going to get out of this alive. I do think that in 3 or 4 months from now, we're going to look back on this and go, whew, that was crazy. Wow, that was weird. But I don't believe that we're going to get back to normal by Easter, as the president said today on Fox News. I just don't believe that. I want to. God knows I want to get back to normal. I miss human contact. And I don't mean that in a weird, perverted way, so stop. And don't even play that stupid song, Sam. Don't you dare. I miss, Dana, I'll be honest with you. I know you and I have like this weird like relationship. I miss seeing your face. I miss being in a room with you. I miss
throwing something at you.
I miss
the target.
I miss dodging it. Seriously. You know, I miss going out to remotes and doing the show from Windy City Pub down in Leawood and shaking hands and taking pictures. I miss all of it. I miss the human contact. But here's what I know. I know that I have a responsibility. Dana, I know you have a responsibility. Sam, you as well. And we have to make sure that we don't contribute to the problem. And I'd love to tell a fart joke right now. I wish I had the computer in front of me where I could play, you know, what's her name? Brown. What was her name?
I wish you had a clock in front of you.
I wish you didn't. I wish you didn't have a microphone.
You need a turd. You call me.
Yeah, I miss her. I miss
That's
her.
That's what we need. That's what we need. We need the turd lady.
You need a turd. You call me.
576-7798.
Darling, you got to let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Come on.
If you say that you are mine, I'll be here till the end of time.
Good news and bad news.
So
the death toll from coronavirus today in the United States, sadly, was over 100 again, second day in a row. The Dow is up over 2,000 points today. One of the doctors involved with the task force is saying that anybody who's been in New York needs to self-quarantine for 2 weeks. Probably not bad advice. And we are now in day one of a 30-day stay-in-place order in Kansas City, Wyandotte County, and Johnson County. Day one. Dana, I don't know if you had a chance to get out today. I did a little bit. It was like a damn ghost town today.
Yeah.
It was a damn ghost town.
Chris sent me a photo, and he was on his way in and said, it looks like Sunday morning at 5:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm. He couldn't have been more accurate. I was driving down
Shawnee. I did have a neighbor drop off about 30 minutes ago a teddy bear for me. And if you're listening and you missed it, people are putting teddy bears in their windows, plop one down, face his little butt out, so he's waving at the people. And children are going on these bear hunt parties where they're walking, you know, with their parents, bored out of their gourd because everyone's trying to look for new activities. Put your bear in the window so the children can wave.
By the way, Sarah sent me a text today. You sent out some tweet or something yesterday about Jack going back to school at KU online.
Yeah.
KU retweeted you. Sarah follows KU. I don't think she follows Jack or you. And she goes, oh, my God, Dana's famous.
We don't need to keep saying
the
that.
The kids bringing their dogs to school was so sweet.
Oh, tell that story. That's kind of fun. Tell that story.
Well, that's what it was about. You know, they do this online Zoom class thing, and there were like 70 kids in the, quote, virtual class, and they're waiting for the professor to join in. And they were waiting for the professor, and so finally one of the kids sticks their dog up, And I heard Jack laughing, and he sent me this photo of the kid sticking his dog up. And he goes, now everyone is sharing their dog with everyone else in class, and everyone's sitting here with their dog waiting on the professor to get here.
It's just, I mean, it's just so weird. And I was telling Sarah, you know, I said one day we'll look back on this year because this, yeah, I know it's for Jack, it's his sophomore year in KU, but for Sarah, it's her freshman year. And I want to know if I'm going to get my money back because I pay for I pay for the dorm and food, and she ain't living in the dorm and she ain't eating their food, so I better get my money back. But it's just one of those things where, you know, maybe we'll look back on this and I'm not going to say we're going to laugh because of how tragic it's been for some families, one of which we talked to earlier this afternoon. But it's just going to be one of those things where we're like, man, that was just a different time. Where you literally went to college online because you could not go to college. And you stopped living in the dorm, and Dad didn't get his money back. Dad better get his money back.
Just all the stuff that they've missed, too. And I'm not putting that in the same category with the...
Well, and didn't Jack just join a fraternity?
And
didn't,
the loss and, well...
And he just joined a fraternity
stuff,
this
Scott,
year?
It's just over.
Yeah. And the year KU was supposed to win the national title. You know who I was thinking about earlier today? And I'll leave you with this. Bob Fesco, Carrington, all those guys over on our sister station. What the hell are they talking about these days? Because there's not sports.
Well, great moments in sports.
I don't know how long you can go talking about Tom Brady going to Tampa Bay.
I don't know. People are craving football and basketball right now, Scott.
Yeah. ESPN's playing WWE 30.
I mean actual sports.
I'm telling you what ESPN's putting on the air. It's crazy talk. All right, we got to run, gang. We will be back tomorrow. God knows what it's going to bring. But we will be here, and we hope you will too. Thank you for spending part of your Tuesday afternoon with us. May God bless you always, keep you safe. On behalf of our producer today, Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, I am Scott Parks. And God willing, we're all back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, everybody. Be well and be good.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at kmbz.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.